The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Boy, we get today, Friday, Monday, we get 3 days of talking before the next general election, right? Today, we're having a slightly different type of political conversation this morning. While everybody is sort of drawn to the national political discussion, we still have to manage and navigate the politics of life, right? The personal is political. That's a very popular sort of advocacy mantra. The personal is political. And what it means is that the issues that affect your life, like your life is sort of driven by constructs, right? And so even outside of national politics, we talk about the politics of things and how it affects our lives. This morning I have joining me in studio a local organization, You Are Not Alone. You Are Not Alone is a suicide awareness and prevention and support group. Right? And this, I think, is very timely at election time to have a conversation like this. But also, unfortunately, we had a tragedy last night. In the news, there was a report of a suspected suicide where a man in his 40s was found hanging on a property off Village Road North. I'm not going to really get into the details of that story right now, I'm going to talk about the details of the story shortly. So we had an incident that happened last night, and I'll be honest with you, as I was putting these notes together, like a weight came upon me, because normally I'd go back in the news and try to find other recent incidents, right, to sort of frame the conversation. But a weight took over me. It could have been the heat. I don't know, right? But it's important to consider. See, I'm a woman in my 50s. I told one of my guests this morning, I've entered my mom era. I'm very happy about it. Because when you're a mom, you're allowed to be miserable. See, when you are young ting, when you are still viable on the marriage market, you cannot be out here being miserable, right? But I'm old now. The man told me 15 years ago, it's too late for you, mom. That was 15 years ago. You ain't got no children, it's too late for you, right? And it made me think, like, what do women who cannot have children, how do they respond to commentary like that, right? When somebody says, oh, child, your life over and you ain't had no children. Like, that can be depressing. Because he didn't even consider the politics of a woman's life, that even in a matriarchal society where the folk, right, we sort of privilege motherhood, even in a matriarchal society, there are women who love men, there are women who want to be mothers, they want to have that traditional family, and they cannot have children. How does that woman walk through this world? A world that tells you that your only worth is in what you could produce, right? And that is what you could produce that a man can't, because anybody could produce money. today, as we prepare for the national election, last night, the night before, the next few days, there are going to be rallies. There are going to be people who are forced to listen to other people celebrate and jubilate as they sit and try and figure out how they're going to navigate their daily struggles. Now, I can get too political and go as far as saying that if you are sitting in this country struggling and you're watching what's happening around you, it's very easy to feel invisible. It's very easy to feel alone. It's very easy to feel like they're considering everything except what I need to survive. Right? And then how are young people reconciling with this moment? Like, you'll find money for posters, you find money for ads, you find money for trips, for drinks upon drinks upon drinks, but you can't find money for a fine for the classroom. You can't find money for streetlights or cameras in my community, so that I, a working young man who had to sacrifice my youth to help support my family, could walk home safely from my night job, knowing that if I get attacked, see, the police can't stop the attack, but knowing that if I am attacked, there's a camera. There are systems in place for me to seek justice. So in studio with me this morning, I have Ms. Ruth Mae Brown, host and founder of You Are Not Alone, and Assistant Superintendent Johnson, who is also part of the leadership of You Are Not Alone. And also I have Ms. Jana Indy Johnson from J.S. Johnson joining us. J.S. Johnson is also a sponsor of the organization, but they're here to share some of their programming as well. Now, I know you're all hot to talk politics, right? But I want you all to think about something. There's a billboard that was put up with an image of the Prime Minister. It appears as if he wet himself. But it was at a rally, right? It was at a rally. It could have easily been that somebody spill a drink on the Prime Minister and he forget to bring an extra pair of pants to change. I mean, it could have been something as simple as that. Imagine how the elderly members of our society feel thinking that if I just have a little mistake, just a little something, you're going to attribute it to age and it could be a slur. It could be demeaning. Right? Ads all over the place. Yes, influencers, content creators, you're trying to be creative. But remember, these are people's lives that you're using to make money, to gain social credit. Do we consider how our behavior impacts the lives of others around us? The politics of things. You know why you invite your neighbors to the party when you're having a party? Because sometimes your neighbor don't ever have enough to have a party. And what you think it feel like knowing your neighbor having a party and you ain't get invited to the party and your neighbor know you can't throw no party? These little things, these tiny little social contracts, these are the things that hold us together. That I know if that woman sent that child here for a cup of sugar, she got to be struggling. I ain't gonna make fun of her. And even if I don't like her, I will not let her children know that. These are the little things, the politics of life. So we can take a little time this morning talking to You Are Not Alone as we approach this election season. Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. Thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely.
The program today. I always appreciate Guardian's commitment to supporting events such as our initiative and our cause. I think it's always, always timely. Unfortunately, you know, more so now because of recent events, we are not just reaching out to persons who are depressed as a result of suicide, but actually persons who are depressed for a multitude of reasons. And so we are, you know, constantly trying to put it out into the environment that should anyone need help, there is always someone willing to assist. If one person doesn't assist them, we need them not to give up, but rather to seek someone else's help and continue to do that until they get the assistance they need, until they feel as if they're talking to somebody who really understands what they're going through and is willing to, if not help them personally, be able to direct them to someone who can assist.
Absolutely. Ms. Johnson, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about why J.S. Johnson has decided to support this organization.
So You Are Not Alone came to J.S. Johnson and said, you know, we see the plight. We want to put this out there to the public, a call out to the public to come in and seek the help that they need. Anyone, like Ruth May said, who is depressed, who needs help, before you get to that point, this is an event that is going to help people.
All right.
It's going to be Saturday, May 23rd, Sunday, May 24th. It's a two-day event. Saturday, May 23rd is going to be geared towards children who need help, who are depressed, who feel like they're on the edge. Sunday, May 24th is going to be geared towards adults. So it's two separate sessions. Tickets are free, but there's a limited capacity.
Okay.
If you want to attend, you call 820-5483. That's 820-5483. You get your tickets. You come and get the help you need from You Are Not Alone. Johnson thought this was an excellent initiative, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Let me, Ms. Brown, if you want to.
I was just indicating
that. Oh, you sent me the flyer.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
awesome,
yes,
awesome. Yes. Youth session, Saturday the 23rd of May. Location.
I'm going to let Ruth May handle that.
Yes. Well, for our youth session, because the children are underage, it's from ages 7 years old to 17.
Okay.
And so we want to respect the sensitivity of the topic, and we would like to keep that sort of private until, you know, and actually only releasing it to the persons who would be in attendance.
Okay.
And so that is to, you know, make sure we provide as much protection for the vulnerable children that would be able to attend.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable. Understandable, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the pressures that parents face. I would like my children to participate in activities. I need them to socialize. I need them to do extracurriculars. I need them to network. But I don't know everybody involved, and I got to trust my children with other people. This is something that weighs on parents all the time.
Right.
We don't consider it a weight. It is a weight.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so as we're talking about children, right, let me just read quickly. I don't know if you guys remember, in July of last year, we had the release of the Global Health School Report, right? A survey taken up nationally in conjunction with the Ministry of Education and I think the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. In that report, we're going to read from this article, report 1 in 5 teens attempted suicide, 4th of July, 2025. Now imagine that, that story breaks on U.S. Independence Day, the happiest day in the world,
wow.
Right? But this is what we're reconciling with.
Mm.
Among a list of alarming trends among teens revealed in the Ministry of Health's Global School Report 2025, the most concerning revelation was that 1 in 5 Bahamian students between the ages of 13 and 18 have attempted suicide, and 1 in 4 teens have contemplated suicide. Dr. Sherida Moxie from the Ministry of Health's Policy Unit said the data should stop Bahamians in their tracks, as she warned that the health and well-being of teens has, quote, worsened dramatically, close quotes.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, persons may not think that children actually are experiencing what we call stress or pressures. In our society, we have health-related issues, a lot of high blood pressure, a lot of heart disease, kidney diseases, and some mental illnesses. And as a result, some of these people sort of pass away while their children are still young.
Mm-hmm.
So some children are growing up without parents. Some children are growing up actually taking care of an ill parent, whether that, like I said, whether it's some non-contagious disease or a mental health illness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is something that they now have to navigate. And if there's no guidance for them and support for them as to how to navigate their own emotions while taking care of somebody else, that could lend them into growing up as an adult carrying those same weight. And by the time as they carry that burden for, decades, well into adulthood, mm-hmm. that could weigh on them. And, any added stress could just, be the final straw.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And then the consideration that I haven't been able to process my trauma, yeah, exactly. and I could be passing it on to my children. And I really try to raise them, and I'm aware of my trauma, but I still don't have the space, the language, or the resources necessary to process my trauma mm-hmm. and engage openly and honestly with them, mm-hmm. right, about my fear that I am traumatizing them through my own trauma. Like, these right. are things that weigh on parents.
Right. And I was going to say, for parents especially, if you notice a change in your children, if you feel your child may be in distress, parents, pay attention. Saturday night, 23rd is for you. Call 820-5483. Get the tickets and let your child go and attend this session that could help save their life.
Absolutely. We're going to go to this caller, and then we're going to go to Mr. Brown. Sorry, Mr. Johnson. Boy, he ain't going to never sell me no more fish in one of them around ever. I am problems. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to your wonderful guests.
Good morning.
Ms. Green, amidst all the fanfare, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was traumatized. Audio that I heard some narrative Mr. Strawn said at the radio this morning. I was traumatized in the fact that I'm a 60-something-year-old man with a 3-year-old going to be 4 soon and a 10-year-old, and I was disturbed by a sexual assault case. I spoke with Cleaver. I don't know if the case has been adjudicated. He said there's a conviction but hasn't been sentenced yet, so I would like you to pay very much in to this particular case as relates to the molestation of a young boy that I think the predator was a family friend, et cetera.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in this conversation, I'm juxtaposing what you guys are saying. Basically, I got to add on sexual abuse mm-hmm. as a reason for stress and trauma mm-hmm. as deviant behavior also.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my nephew is the first cousin of the guy that was killed doing his homework some years back. So I don't know how to traumatize them, but what I'm mm-hmm. saying is I'd just like to say this quickly,
mm-hmm.
that the father should be counseled, because I'm thinking if it was me, mm-hmm. right, upon hearing such mm-hmm. garbage
absolutely.
From a scumbag like that, right, I don't care if he's wearing a coat suit and he looks like Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
I would have gone to jail. And I'm saying it, I'm not doing anything, because I personally, when I imagine that mm-hmm. what Dwight said, mm-hmm. I would have lost my head. So you bear in mind, we need a psychologist to go and deal with people when they have these types of scenarios.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a scumbag, okay?
All right. And yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And there's a cultural element to it as well. You could push it back. You could slide over to it. In African cultures, in some African cultures, right, there's this principle that as a parent, I am responsible for my child. That if somebody takes the life of my child, I must seek justice. We're juxtaposing cultures. I'm not talking about Haitian culture. I'm talking about us Africans, all of us Africans, right? That's an African culture. It's something very real, right? Because epigenetics, we know that trauma carries through the hereditary line. And so that fathers, that parents, that caregivers see the injustice, must acknowledge the injustice, knowing that the systems that they should be able to rely on are weak, right? And how does that impact people? How does that impact fathers who society says, you are the protector. It is your job, right? And so when they say, well, listen, I cannot respond in kind. I cannot respond with more violence. But then they sort of sat in this space where they don't feel like they could rely on the justice system either, right? And these are pressures that the people are facing every day,
mm-hmm.
right? And so the pressures are not going to disappear. I think the depression roots in when there seems to be a lack of options, a lack of recourse, a lack of resources to turn to for support, navigating the trauma, the pressures, mm-hmm. the social pressures.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very good morning, Erin. And I would just like to say to the members of the public out there, we as humans, we need to learn to put pride aside and gain trust in someone out there. We know the type of society that we're living in today. Some persons out there, they believe in greed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe in humanity anymore. It is all for me, baby. And depression comes in so many ways that it can even come in the workplace mm-hmm. by this one not being treated fairly and being looked down at.
Mm-hmm.
So persons getting up in the morning, making provision to go to work, sometimes people are depressed. I have to get out of my decent, respectable home and get away from my family to go into a place where I am not wanted or appreciated.
Not respected or protected.
Right.
Yes, and these are some of the things that we really have to look at. You don't really have to be in a situation where you are bodily harmed to indicate that you are suffering from depression.
Mm-hmm.
As Ms. Brown stipulated earlier, that you have some persons out there who have health condition. You may see a girl with a leg amputated.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that individual feel have to live like that for the rest of their life and all of the things that they want to do, they cannot do mm-hmm. it anymore? And I feel as though that we as a society, we respect and honor one another.
Mm-hmm.
When you were to look at it, simple as going into a supermarket or a public space, they have a handicap sign to try to assist individual. Persons with good, healthy condition mm-hmm. want to occupy that space when they know that it is for handicapped
mm-hmm.
persons.
Mm-hmm.
So I am just saying that you are not alone. It's a good, timely program that we need to continue to push this so that members of the public can have appreciation for one another in our society today.
And how our actions impact their lives. You know what radicalized me? It's not like the issues. So I grew up in a time where you wouldn't know, you can't know if the power could be on or off. You just ain't gonna know.
Right.
You, the spontaneity, why gamble? You got it right there. That's not what radicalized me. It's years of seeing a lack of resolution.
Mm-hmm.
That's what radicalized me, right? It's not a traffic accident that radicalized me. It's watching the police drive past me while I was sitting on the ground with the victim of a hit-and-run accident in my lap, and the police put their windows up and tried to drive past, and my partner had to jump on the police hood to get them to stop in the traffic, for them to tell us, well, we can radio somebody. Right? That's what radicalized me. The advocacy helps me to fight off my own depression, because the world is depressing. Like, I wanted to take a moment to say that to people right now, especially to young people. And you sitting there and you feeling depressed, out of sorts, and then somebody can look at you and say, straighten up, ain't nothing wrong with the world. Mm-mm. No, no, no. The world is depressing. My whole life, see, like this privilege, right? My whole life I had access to television. My whole life they've been asking me to donate 97 cents a day to a starving child in Africa, right? Then seeing my mother as a social worker and actually realizing we got starving children right here in the Bahamas that need that support. That's what radicalized me, right? So I want to say to young people in particular that the world is depressing, right? You can fight back. Don't let the lack of resources depress you further. Take that energy and try to create a space for people like you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone line quickly, if you don't mind, Ms. Brown. Good morning, caller.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How you doing?
Right, yeah, 3 points I want to make, Ray. One, your first commentary on this morning about children, right?
Mm-hmm.
You realize that a lot of people leave their children to the hospital that you could actually adopt, just around the home. So mm-hmm. not even though you can't have a child, right, that shouldn't depress you because some child out there need to be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a long, tedious process, right, but that's a route you could take.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, well, I'd like to make a commentary on, right, is that depression, right? Do you realize that some medications, right, the side effects
is depression.
Is actually depression.
Mm-hmm.
But some people actually abuse medication also.
Mm-hmm.
Some people actually take medication that, say, for instance, right, we have a problem now, a growing problem, mm-hmm. where the medication is actually so expensive, right? Anyway, I don't get it.
They're seeking out alternatives, generics, off-market products, which may even have a greater risk of that side effect.
Right. And the third point I want to make, because I'm sure a lot of people will call after this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You realize, right, a lot of depression going on now after, like, Facebook and other social media sites. People actually get depressed because they don't get a like. Now, I find that crazy, but...
Don't find it crazy at all. This is not unnatural or abnormal. In every space that we go into, nobody wants to be disliked. Right? That's the thing. Nobody wants to be disliked. The question is, why does the like indicate that we are liked, right? Like, why do we take that on as something towards us? But, you know, nobody wants to be disliked. Trust the vice chair of the Tallahassee Titans Association.
Rough.
Right. You don't want people to not like you. That doesn't mean you're begging for likes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's an important point that you're making. How does us navigating social media impact our lives? And I don't want us to just think as young people. Don't just put it on the children. Yeah,
I wanna say to adults.
Yes,
we focus a lot on the kids session, but
right.
the adult session, which is going to be Sunday, May 24th, it's going to be at Atlantis. It's going to be 2 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Like I said, it's limited capacity, but the tickets are free.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to call for the tickets 820-5483 adults.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you're going through it, you are not alone. It's here to say it's not just you.
Mm-hmm.
So call, get the tickets, come to Atlantis Sunday, May 24th, and get help.
Because we have this thing happening right now. It's happening across the globe, but because of our sort of vulnerability to non-communicable diseases, right, we may have a rougher time at it. Dementia is unfolding. Right? The numbers are exponentially rising. So my mother's mother refused to move out of her house. Mind you, she's right opposite the police barracks. I know she feels safe. She's going to run find a police officer to save somebody's life. Quick. In fact, I want to say to the young man that took that picture frame to the back of his head when he tried to rob my Grammy. Yeah. Right? Sometimes you got to radicalize yourself. Right? There's a space in there. My grandmother refused to leave her house. But me, right, if I had children, my generation, you're going to have parents who there is no choice because they have dementia.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave them there, say, well, with your bad attitude, stay in your house. And so we're going to have generations of behemoths now who have to take care of aging parents
yes.
and aging children. Right? And in a society that's not prepared for it, most of all. It means we go into a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to get into some text. We're going to talk more about adults, and we can talk more about men and women. Officer Johnson, I'm so glad you're here. For men to hear your voice. Right? Because just sometimes they can't hear our voice, and that's okay. You're on the clock with Erin. He's a miserable woman. But it ain't gonna depress me or you, Green. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
One of the most powerful ways Bahamians can shape the future of our country. It is how we make our voices heard on the issues that affect our everyday lives. From the cost of living, jobs, and education, to healthcare, housing, and how we protect our environment. Some people think their vote doesn't matter, but choosing not to vote doesn't stop decisions from being made. It simply leaves those decisions in the hands of others. Now is the time to get informed and get involved. Learn about candidates, ask questions, and compare their priorities. Seek reliable information and participate in public discussions. Then, show up to a May 12th election ready to cast a meaningful vote. Your knowledge matters. Your actions matter. The future of the Bahamas depends on those who show up, speak up, get informed, and get involved. Visit orgbahamas.com/vote for free, neutral voter education resources.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
5 years, we struggle as they rule. Our economy in ruins, job prospects dried up. Hundreds of millions spent on no-bid contracts. Illegal immigrants flooded our communities, our schools and hospitals broken, and healthcare unaffordable. Now they want 5 more years. If they get it, our future, our Bahamas, is gone. Under the FNM, that changes, because they know their job is to work for you, not the few.
Every job I've had, I've learned something invaluable. When I was in construction, my brother made us look for the screws and the nails in the dirt because your job could be held up. One of the sayings was, if you have time to lean, you have time to clean. You are always on the clock. The FNM knows a strong economy means better jobs, more money in people's pocket, and a real comeback. And our team will work every day to make it happen.
This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many Bahamians out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
The FNM can't agree on anything except attacking everything started by the PLP. Now Michael Pintard is calling for a reset, but it's stop, review, and cancel again. Imagine, new airports, canceled. School breakfast, canceled. Upskill, canceled. The National Youth Guard, canceled. Energy reforms, canceled. Their crew would roll back progress. The FNM, not strong enough to lead us forward, but petty enough to drag us back.
Paid for by the PLP.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian radio hosts will be live from 6 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian News Network, the teams from Guardian Digital and the Nassau Guardian, every day and every election day. Stay with the Guardian News Network on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We're going to get into a few texts before we get into some details about the sessions on Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of May, for You Are Not Alone, in conjunction with the support of J.S. Johnson. You Are Not Alone is a suicide awareness and prevention organization. So I got a text here that said, the elderly are not running for prime minister. Now listen, I'm going to say this hopefully as sensitively as possible. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. The elderly are running for prime minister. And I want you to notice the plural there. First of all, you all know stalwart councillors select prime ministers, not the duly elected representatives of the people. Bang. Stalwart councillors are comprised of a lot of older people. Right? So yes, the elderly are running for prime minister. They are governing us. Now that is not necessarily a problem, right? The problem is when the ideas seem to be devoid of an acknowledgement of the needs of young people. This statement is not intended to demean elderly people, right? We got a lot of talk now. We say these old people don't want to retire. They don't want to go home. They can't. They can't afford to. They cannot afford to retire and go home. That's why they're still on the job. And that's why you feel like they're fighting you? They got to keep this job. I want you all to understand that as an advocate sitting here wondering why are things not changing, why are people not doing what they know they ought to do when they know they ought to do it? Insurance. Insurance is why. Because the vast majority of people in the country, it's a little more nuanced than that. The vast majority of the people in the country have access to insurance through their employer. Not personally engaged insurance. Mm-hmm. We got to keep this job. If anything happens to my children, if anything happens to my parents, right? This is a infrastructural, right, policy, political issue that has major impact on individuals and society as a whole. So I try to be easy with people. And I say, yeah, because I ain't got no insurance. Brave David's coming to see me in a hot minute about my other insurance. I ain't got none. These are things that people have to navigate through. And if there are no supports in place, if there's nobody even acknowledging that this is real, those are the things that drive people to madness. What you mean? I can't be the only person sitting here trying to figure out whether I got to rob my church to make sure that the insurance remains in place for my family member that is already in medical care, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I just wanted to bring it to the fore for what people are going through. I think about these things when I rowing you at the red light. I'm not mad at you for running the red light as much as I'm mad at the police officer for not enforcing the law in a humane and empathetic way, right? That tries to show you that we understand your frustration, but ultimately we have to keep everybody safe. We have not ignored your particular issue. This is the social contract. Ms. Brown, let's get in the last few minutes, let's get into the sessions.
Okay, so on Sunday, mm-hmm. the 24th of May, as Ms. Johnson indicated, we will be at Atlantis during the hours of 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., of course, we will provide lunch during the sessions, and we're going to address things such as what trauma and grief looks like mm-hmm. in adults, how the brain and body respond to stress or distress, and early intervention strategies to help persons navigate through those. We're also going to have lived experiences, so persons who would have gone through different types of things. For example, we have an addiction survivor coming to speak to us. We also have an interview of a lady whose husband, she lives in America, whose husband accidentally overdosed, and so how she then was left to deal with that.
And pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces, correct. And we will, of course, take a look at, you know, where faith fits into any of this. And for some people, their whole thing would be, you know, where was God, or where is he, what's happening, how is it that we have so many churches here, but, you know, they need the church's doors to be open for persons, you know, who may be experiencing this type of thing. And of course, we know the crisis center is there, has been there for so many years, always willing to help. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make sure that our lead psychologist, who is presently at the, or in the vicinity of the place where the gentleman unfortunately took his own life.
Right.
Yesterday.
Suspected suicide, yeah.
Suspected suicide, right. So he is there tending to that. And so he will be at our event also to help guide persons to where they should get can get additional help, and of course to answer any questions that they may have. And on Saturday the 23rd, with our children's session, we're going to separate them into different age categories. So we will have children from like 7 to 10, from 11 to 13, and 14 to 17. And so we're going to allow them to have an opportunity session with the clinical psychologist as well, let them share any concerns they have, and of course, again, gain strategies to help them navigate through their emotions. And as we could understand, the younger children may express their emotions differently compared to the adolescents. Mm-hmm. So different age groups will get the right assistance that they need for their age category.
Okay.
And of course, we're going to teach them how to interact with other persons. You know, you don't want people striking out, especially the adolescents, not among themselves. And of course, not, for example, taking advantage of their other students. And as I say, I pause now to say that we are hoping also that some of the students who may have been classmates of any of the younger students who we unfortunately lost in our society.
Through the violence,
through violence or illness,
yeah.
Absolutely. If their parents were not able to afford a psychologist and would like to get some insight as to what their child may be going through and how to help them or provide additional assistance if they would have already seen a psychologist, then, you know, definitely give us a call. Our number is 820-5483 or 820-LIVE, L-I-V-E.
Okay. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller, and thank you for your patience.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
On the topic of insurance, I'd like to advise people about insurance. I just finished paying off my mortgage after 20 years. My mortgage payment included my insurance and the mortgage payment all came out every month. J.S. Johnson was the company insuring the house. Now I'm 75 years old, Monday going the 4th of May. Now I call J.S. Johnson because the mortgage is paid off, so the insurance is no longer.
You ain't calling to rile J.S. Johnson, right? Sparky, okay, there you go. I don't know. I'm just saying, I ain't sure. However, I was just about to talk about you, Sparky, right? But Sparky makes a point that for people generally, but specifically for people who are immobilized, have mobility challenges, access to the airwaves, the ability to have your voice heard, it's so powerful. People want to be seen. See, people, it's not that people want to be liked, they don't want to be disliked, but they want to be seen. They want to be acknowledged, right? And with that comes a respect. In the acknowledgement is a respect. I see you, right? And we have shifted very rapidly to a hyper-individualistic centered society where young people through their own trauma, right through having to reconcile their own trauma, have developed this individualism that enables them to render somebody invisible in a moment's notice. They become magicians. They drive past you, you could be on the ground, broken up, they will walk or drive past you. It's not that they are inherently cruel. It's that they have had to devise systems to protect them in the absence of protection, in the absence of support. I want to say as well, before we get to the end of the show, it is my normal traffic rant. People who run red lights and stop signs with their children in the car are going through crisis, whether they are aware of it or not. This is not abnormal either. They're not strange. All of us are going through some sort of financial crisis. There are only two types of people in the world, those who have to work and those who don't have to work. That's it. And so the financial crisis with no recourse, no resource, no seeming end to it. But also remember this, people. We came through a drug era where people had more money than God. Nobody really knew how the economy worked. And as that drug era has shrunk, as that sector has shrunk and is disappearing, there's just less money in the society. But young people don't know why. They don't know why things are different. They don't know why people behave around money differently. I remember, you know, like they say, I remember my uncle, he'd go out and come back with money. And now my uncle begging me for money. My uncle telling me I must support him. And I'm like, big bro. Right, young people are left to reconcile with things like that. Adults are reconciling with it as well. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just before we leave, I'd like an opportunity to mention our additional partners.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, I do appreciate that. So the National Insurance Board has also supported mm-hmm. us. And, of course, they support our society through, you know, any concerns. They are basically the government, I guess, entity
okay.
that supports our nation. So we are grateful to them. Of course, J.S. Johnson is here with us, and we sincerely appreciate them. They jumped on early, as well as Atlantis. So they are doing their in-kind contribution mm-hmm. to this event, and we are grateful to them for that as well. BPL, another partner who is assisting us.
Good stuff.
Yes, water and sewage. And Atos Holdings, that's the company responsible for Wendy's, Popeyes, and Marco's.
Okay.
And so thankfully, I think it displays that a lot of companies, a lot of organizations are cognizant that we need to bring attention to persons who are depressed and how they express that and how they take on those mm-hmm. different stresses in our society and are prepared to actually support these people.
Listen, if corporate productivity is the thing that drives the support, if companies are saying, listen, the productivity is down, I need to take a look at my staff. I need Absolutely. To build them up so Absolutely. I could build up my profit.
Absolutely.
Once the building up is taking place of the people, mm-hmm. right, whatever drives you there, I'm glad you came.
That's right. And this is Mental Health Awareness Month.
That's right. May is, eh?
Very, very timely. Mm-hmm. You know, internally, we definitely look towards, you know, initiatives that, you know, invite persons to come in and speak to the staff and speak about mental health. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we thought this is something that was a very worthwhile effort. Mm-hmm. You are not alone. We applaud them for taking this on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hope for the best. We hope people take advantage of the opportunity to come out May 23rd and May 24th.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. To the caller, I'm so sorry. We are all out of time. Officer Johnson.
Yes. We would just like for people to put pride aside. Simple as men, you cannot do it alone. You're going to need help. You're going to need support. And I just want you to understand that you are a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And you must take that into consideration. And come seek help. We are all willing to assist you. Put pride aside.
It's free.
It's free.
Very free.
And listen,
820-5483. 820-LIVE.
Absolutely. Mr. Johnson, Officer Johnson, works in an environment where you can often see men in the ways that they do, caring for each other, right? Sometimes they rowing and they cussing each other, right? But then sometimes you see they can lend him a dollar, they can get him a cigarette, they buy him some food, or they lend him the tool, right? I like being on the dock. I like watching how men support each other in that space. They don't know why I'm smiling. That's not their business. I want them to see me miserable while I loving them. Right, and to that mom who ran the light, at East Bay Street to the Eastern Road right by the ramp the other day. May I ask you if you know Jesus? I got to deal with my mental health in the way I deal with it.
Oh, God.
I understand you stress too. But you're going to be okay. Miss Ruth Mae Brown, Indy Johnson. I ain't telling the people you was my cousin yet.
I would just like to say, about 9 o'clock, May 12th, please, please, people, if your party do not win, do not go in no form of depression.
Yeah.
And those who may need assistance after May 12th, you
call
are
us.
Not alone. Please come out, 820-5483, 820-LIVE.
Thank you, Officer Johnson. That's serious. We ain't joking. That's serious. The pressure is tall, but we're here to hold each other. You guys, thank you for joining me today.
Thank
I'm going to see you guys tomorrow as we prepare to walk into the general election. Have a great day, Bahamas, and stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with CA Newey is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.